Yeah, welcome again. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. And we're going to talk about a wine that we wrote up on the CheapWineFighter.com website, like we always do. And this one's from Costco, and it's a little bit of a mystery wine. What's the name of it? It's the McLean Vineyards Love Red Blend. It's non-vintage. And there's some questions here that I don't have answered. I think it's $13.89. It's one of those weird Costco prices. First of all, McLean Vineyards doesn't have a website anymore. It's been vacant. You can buy it if you want it. And they haven't updated their social media, like Facebook, in like 14 months, maybe 7 months for some of the others. They don't seem to exist anymore. But they have wines at Costco. Odd. Another thing is, these wines, maybe a year or two ago, because when it was selling in different wine shops, were anywhere from $20 to $27. Because McLean was a kind of bespoke winery in Paso Robles, Templeton to be exact, and they had a small vineyard, and they made, I think, three or four different bottlings, not too much of anything. Kind of specialized over the years in Syrah. And this is a red blend, non-vintage. I'm going to have to grab the bottle to... It's a unique blend. It is Zinfandel, Syrah, Primitivo, Petite Syrah, Merlot, and Grenache Blanc. Grenache Blanc's a white grape. This is a Central Coast wine. They make most of their wines, they're usually wines, are from Paso Robles, from their own vineyard. This seems not to be made by that. It says vinted and bottled by. Vinted and bottled by means basically you bottled it and maybe did a little bit of something. But that doesn't really mean anything anymore because with all the LLCs and what have you, you know, you could have a, I mean, since they seem to have purchased grapes, contracted grapes, because these are kind of a unique blend of what they were doing, and Grenache Blanc to go in there, and Zinfandel and Primitivo are the same grape. Primitivo is what they grow in Puglia, Italy, and Zinfandel is what they call it in Lodi and everywhere else in California. Now, it might be two different clones of the same grape that originally came from Croatia. That's a little wine fact in there. But they list it separately, and maybe they are, because if they are different clones, they would have different characteristics. But they could have formed an LLC, and I'm making this up because I can't find any information about it, to purchase those grapes and create the wine, and then they use their regular bottling line to bottle the wine. So the LLC made the wine, the bottling wine, so that's why vinted and whatever happened. And then we go to, why is it non-vintage? You know, a non-vintage wine sometimes has a reputation for being lower quality. Not so much anymore, because there are wines that are non-vintages that the winemaker intentionally did everything with. And it could be, like, say, they had some Cabernet Sauvignon that it needed a little extra time in the barrel. It was really, really good grapes. He wanted to put it with the grapes from a newer vintage, but he wanted that extra time for the Cabernet. And they put it together. It's non-vintage. The grapes come from two different vintages. And here it's non-vintage. We have no idea if it's one, two, three, four, five different vintages. We have no idea where they came from. And none of the grapes seem to be anything that you really need to add a lot of oak aging to. Zinfandel, you know, doesn't need tons of it. Petite Syrah doesn't need tons of it. Merlot, maybe, maybe not. You know, it's Primitivo, you know, I don't know. There doesn't seem to be a, like you look at it and go, ah, that's why that happened. So what we have is a $13, $14 wine that might have been a $25 wine at one time from a winery that maybe exists and maybe doesn't, from the Central Coast, and they make bespoke wines, and you don't normally get bespoke wines for the price of what we're paying, which is under $14 at a big box and one of the bigger boxes of all the big box stores. Let me take a sip. And a unique blend has a unique flavor. And it's delicious. This is a good wine. And I don't know what to say about it because nothing makes that much sense about it. The bottle is love and it's rainbow of colors. I don't know what that means either. So why isn't there no information? Why isn't there anything? As a bespoke winery, you don't figure it to a little boutique thing. You don't figure them to have a ton of information about their wines, but if you can get a bottle in into Costco. But is this a liquidation? Costco bought all that was left up and now they got it in their stores, and what they have is they have, and if you want a $27 bottle of wine for under $14, you better run to Costco. Is that the story here? Maybe. Does it taste like it could be in the $20? Yeah, it does. Winemakers don't put those grapes together accidentally. There had to be a lot of intentionality in there to do it. And this is a winery that it was very barrel-oriented. They'd have one or two barrels of this, one or two barrels of that, and they always mix them together. And then why would you put Grenache Blanc in there? It's a kind of a weird grape to add to red wine. But it works, you know? And so there you go. So what do I know about it? Almost nothing, except I like it. And it's at Costco, and you can find it online for more. And occasionally, I think this was at one point, was like a $12 wine, $11 one, but not anymore. I guess it's selling out. Is there more? I don't think so, because if you can't keep your website going, you're probably not keeping your winery going. But it's good, and it's a bargain. And it's unique. You're not going to find two of these wines rolling around. Yeah, it's quality. I mean, if you can go to Costco and pick one up, do. It's worth the try. It's delicious. So that's it for me, McLean Vineyards Love, a red blend. I'm Domain Dave. This is a Cheap Wine Finder. I've got a couple of interesting wines to talk about coming up. Red wines. And from Costco, I made a little run. So we'll have a little bit of those coming up. So like us if you like your podcast. Push buttons if you will. And come back next time. We appreciate it. And I'll be talking to everybody pretty soon. Stay safe. Stay warm and or cool and dry. And adios. Bye-bye.